Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all doing this, your homeboy Tone the Bishop, man. TTB, you know what I'm saying, the host of XTFR Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a late night show. Shout out to all my people on the East Coast, you know what I'm saying, Midwest, you know what I'm saying, and the Central Zone. And also the West Coast is where I reside at, you know what I'm saying? 702, You know what I'm saying? God City, Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Wednesday, January 13th. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing another episode with a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Fast Eddie. Eddie Chambers, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be rocking out. Just waiting for the brother to call in. But before I get going, I just want to give a big shout-out to my host from last week, you know what I'm saying, the hometown hero, you know what I'm saying, the homie, you know what I'm saying, Thomas Hill, you know what I'm saying, straight off to Al Heyman, you know what I'm saying, Milwaukee Stand Up, we got a champion, you know what I'm saying, so he's official, so big shout-out to him and Al Heyman and all those guys over there. Shout-out to the whole TMT family. Shout-out to Jeff Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, as well. Hey, big shout-out to the homeboy Cheese, you know what I'm saying. Check out his site, Chilling with Cheese, you know what I'm saying. Chilling with Cheese, altogether.com. And go snatch you one of them shirts, you know what I'm saying. They're going crazy, you know what I'm saying. So make sure you go off that. And also check out the homeboy Eric Duran, you know what I'm saying, doing Mr. 60 Minutes Boxing, you know what I'm saying. You got to check out his writing, his write-ups, you know what I'm saying. He real official with it. And shout out to No Sparring, you know what I'm saying? Great guy. Just came from Japan covering those fights. And shout out to everybody that's basically doing their thing in the boxing world. You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to be cooking and just doing what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's been supporting XDFR. And on another note, I want to let everybody know that I do got some surprises coming up. But before I get to all that, I'm going to go to my guest right now. You know what I'm saying? The homie, you know what I'm saying, Fast Eddie Chambers, you know what I'm saying. What's good with you, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you?
I'm good, man. Thanks, man. I'm blessed, man. Thanks for coming, man. You know what I'm saying, to give us your knowledge on the game, man. So tell us, man, for those that don't know, you know what I'm saying, where you from?
I'm originally from Pittsburgh, PA. You know, got to represent the Steelers. And hopefully they do well in the playoffs. But anyway, from Pittsburgh by, well, from Philadelphia, by way of Pittsburgh now. I've been up here for, you know, for about, what, 13, 14 years in Philly, Jersey, Delaware area. So, you know what I mean? I'm living in Jersey now and, you know, just trying to get back into the big-time mix. That's all.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Because, you know what I'm saying, I see you put it down, you know what I'm saying, a couple times, you know what I'm saying, on HBO, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying, it's good to see you, you know what I'm saying, back cracking heads, man, doing your thing with the boxing skills. So, but before we get, like, deep into all that, man, so, like, what made you want to be a boxer?
Honestly, man, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know what I mean? Like I got to be real, like always.
Right.
I didn't want to. You know what I mean? My dad was major in my life, and he was a fighter in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, all the way on through up to near the 80s. And he tried to say he didn't really want me to fight, but at the end of the day, I think he really did. He really, you know, he was trying to keep me, like, he, you know, following in his footsteps, so he says. But at the end of the day, he really wanted me to because he pushed me heavy into it. And, you know, I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm the nice guy in the room, you know, never looking for confrontation, and that's how I am as a person. But
right.
It just so happens I got to be really good at this here sport. So, hey, you know what I mean? And that's how it is. If it wasn't for him, I would not be in boxing right now.
Right, man. That's what's up, man. Shout out to your pops, man. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? Because he's seen something, man. You know what I'm saying? Most definitely, man.
Honestly, I would have never thought, you know what I mean, that I would have been that guy. You know what I'm saying? That's just being honest.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, you can't help it. Just things happen. You know what I mean? You put in a lot of work in the gym. And you know, like I'm still in the gym now. You heard the bell go off. This is another 24-hour-a-day job, really, when you think about it. You know?
Man,
you got to live for this.
Man, that's for real, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay dedicated to the craft. You know what I'm saying? Just to execute any type of game plan under any condition, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
nope.
for your pops being there in your life, man, you know what I'm saying, and you doing the boxing, like, your first time jumping in that ring, you know what I'm saying, as a professional, was it different than, like, from the amateurs? Like, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, the level of intensification and all that stuff?
Well, to be honest, man, you know, in the amateur ranks, at that level, you are always fighting somebody good, you know what I mean, amateurs. So, you know, your first 10 to 15 professional fights are basically, I would like to say, easier for saving your amateur fights. But because, you know, the headgear is off, you're fighting strong men, you know, the skill level may not be there, but those guys are physically strong. And, you know what I mean, and they make it, it's not an easy thing transitioning from, you know, being an amateur to a pro. But the skill aspect of it kind of keeps it, you know what I mean, it kind of keeps you in the fight. You know what I mean? You've seen guys, top-level amateur guys turn professional and get beat because they face somebody who's too strong. You know what I mean? There's a full-on man, and they're, like, young kids and, you know, trying to adapt. So that would be the only the real big thing for, like, the first few fights. But as you move up in the pro game, you run into a lot of things. You run into skilled fighters that are strong and all kind of stuff. So, of course, toward the end, when you become an elite-level pro, if you make it that far, you know what I mean, that's when you see the best competition of your career is at that point, obviously.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people that come from a strong amateur background, whether it was good or they are okay. And then, like, when they go to the pros, it seemed like they kind of lose interest or just felt like this really not for me. Like, did you ever have that issue?
Honestly, because of most of my career, well, not most of my career, but early on in my career when I was young, I really was something I really enjoyed at first. You know what I mean? It took me a while to get involved in it like that. So I really wanted to continue it. You know what I'm saying? Even after I turned pro, my first 7 or 8 fights I had, I was in Pittsburgh, and we started having issues with our manager at the time. My manager at the time that I was dealing with up there, and you know, it was like, to me, at times I was thinking about going to school, you know what I mean, and trying to get you know, a degree or you know, some way of just getting a nice job, a good job, something that will sustain me for the rest of my life, and kind of bypass boxing because the way it was looking, it was just, you know, it was tough, you know.
Right.
And at that point, that's like I said, I wasn't, you know, so, you know, like, oh my God, enamored with the idea of being that professional fighter. I never really even, coming from where I come from, I really didn't even see myself being that great of a professional fighter. Your atmosphere. If you grow up in that atmosphere, if you become a fighter in an atmosphere like that, it's gonna be a part of you. And we didn't have that mentality. It's like kids, like guys in Philly. You know what I mean, when I was in Pittsburgh, we didn't have the same mentality as the guys in Philly, and Ohio, and Cali, and New York, and stuff like that. Those guys, when they got in the ring, they felt like they were gonna dominate everybody they fought. And we had a different idea. So it's like I really didn't have that urge like that to box at that point, honestly. But as I got better, and I started working with better competition, and I started, you know, sparring with top level pros when I moved to Philly, and I started really to see that the benefits of this sport can bring, you know, with the money and also, you know, the recognition and stuff like that. And then I started getting excited about it. You know what I mean? The sport part is what really started keeping me into it, you know, the sparring all the time and stuff like that. Even when the work was hard, you know what I mean? I started to really develop a real love for it. And I think the love hit an all-time high when I started working with James Ali Bashir. You know what I mean? When I started there, that's when I really started to really, really, really enjoy it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was like, what, a couple years ago. You know what I mean? Three or four years ago now. And, you know, and it got to the point where I was like, yo, I'm in a point now where I realize I can beat anybody. You know what I mean? I can get in the ring with anybody and have confidence that I'm going to be too much for them. You know what I mean? At that point, that's funny. You know what I mean? And kind of late in your career where you really developed that kind of attitude. You know what I mean? But then, you know, I had a roadblock, you know what I mean, in the form of trying to move down to cruiserweight and wasn't prepared properly, and all that stuff went out the window. And then, thank goodness, the angel in the form of Peter Fury came and Tyson and those guys that pulled me over there to give me the opportunity again to get excited about boxing. If it wasn't for them now, this would have been long over. You know what I mean? After that fight with Tobizo Machino, I would have retired. I'd have been done with this. You know what I mean? But he gave me, you know, something. You know what I mean? Enough energy, enough. He believed enough to get me to go and really go at it aggressively again.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, man, for those that's tuning in, we rocking with Fast Eddie Chambers, man. My man is dropping mad jewels on the line. But I want to go to a caller, you know what I'm saying, to see what kind of questions they want to know. I asked for that, G. 720, almost said 702, but 720, what up? What's good?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Oh, what's up, E? What's good, man? What's cooking?
Not too much. Hey, Eddie, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, man, I interviewed your brother, Steven, before his fight with Ashley Theopane.
Yeah.
And he had talked about the transition from Pittsburgh to Philly and how it was rough on you guys trying to make a name for yourself in the Philly gym. Can you explain to the fans and whoever else is on the line, you know, what it's like trying to, you know, make a name for yourself in a tough city like Philly?
Well, I can tell you a story. You probably already shared with you, but he I don't know if you were familiar with Miguel Figueroa. He was one of the top guys at one point coming out of Philly. You know what I mean? Real tough Spanish fellow who could really fight. And he was, I think my brother was 17, and we came up, and he actually, they were looking for sparring, and you know, everybody, you know, gloved up and everything, and they just thought he was like a kid that just came with us. But he was fighting, and they didn't know. So they put him in there with Miguel Figueroa, and you could just, in the way he, and I looked, and I was kind of surprised. But I don't even think I was there. You know what I mean? I think he kind of relayed the information to me how it was. And the atmosphere of the gym was just looking at him like, oh, he's going to kill this little kid. You know what I mean? So he was looking to take it easy. And Steve came out immediately, hit him with like a 5-6 punch combination and landed every shot. And it kind of buzzed him a little bit and made him step back. And he was like, oh. So there was that kind of thing that you had to do on a daily basis in a place like Philly where everybody comes into the gym and boxes. You know what I mean? You run into random people on the street, like you go in, you people that play basketball. Like anybody can come out and shoot a couple of baskets. But in Philly, these dudes will go into a boxing gym and learn how to box just so they can walk the street and not have and had the confidence to fight. So we had really a lot of work to do as far as the earn respect in the Philly, and we did that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Eddie. There's couple pivotal heavyweight bouts this weekend. Who are you taking between Spivka and Wilder and then the Charles Martin fight?
Well, I look at this fight with Spivka as, you know, another showcase for Wilder. Most people feel that way. But guys like this can surprise you and come out of nowhere, you know what I mean? The fight Wilder had with Molina kind of shocked a lot of people that he was able to do some of those things before he got stopped. And, you know, those things can happen in this fight. You know what I mean? It could be just very similar because Wilder is one of those guys that goes in there and puts it on the line and swings wild, crazy shots at times and puts himself in position to get caught with something. So, you know what I mean? If a guy is a bit schooled, you know what I mean, and understands how to deal with that, he'll give him a bit of problems. And I think that is the possibility with that fight. But I feel like Wilder, you know, if he is who he's supposed to be, which he is, if he's a world champion, if he's supposed to be dominant, he or she should go in there and get him out of there. In pretty good fashion, but like I said, this is boxing, you know. And as far as Charles Martin, I look at Charles Martin, and he actually kind of surprised me a little bit with some of the things he was able to do when I actually seen him fight. But the like I said, it's about the level of competition. You know what I'm saying? If you got good competition in front of you and you look good against them, then that means you're good, you're elite. So, but the competition wasn't up to snuff at the point. So I want to see him against this Glasgow in this Glasgow fight, really to prove that he's that. Talent, you know what I'm saying? As far as Glasgow, I look at his career, you know, as of late, and he's got a lot of friendly decisions, if you know what I mean. And, you know, with some of these fighters, and I feel like this is his opportunity to prove that, you know, he's a legit guy and he's not out there just, you know, getting gift decisions all the time, you know what I'm saying? So I still favor Martin a little bit, but like I said, Glasgow has the pedigree. He's been fighting the tougher competition, so we'll see if talent overtakes pedigree at this point. We'll see.
Well, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. And Big Tone.
No problem.
Yeah.
Big Tone.
Hey, man,
yeah, bro.
I'll see you in Vegas when my boy Manny Perez fights Jose Ramirez on the Timothy Bradley Manny Pacquiao pay-per-view. Brother, I'll be out there.
All right, man, most definitely. I'll see you up in there, man, you know. Hopefully that car be thick all the way through, man, for real.
Not a problem, brother. Thanks for putting me on. Thank you.
All right, man. All right, man. Yeah, that was Eric from Mr. 60MinutesBoxing.com. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all check out his write-ups. He be doing this thing, man. So, you know what I'm saying? You fighting in Philly, you know what I'm saying, going through that. And it's another boxer that's actually fighting next month, which is Hank Lundy and Terrence Crawford. How you feel about that
one? I mean, that is a heck of a little fight. And there's a lot of people out there that don't really know Hank. You know what I mean? Hank is a really talented young fighter. Sometimes Hank, though, he takes too many chances. He puts himself out there a little bit too much. And he does that. He doesn't just do it in fights with guys that he's supposed to be. He does it in fights with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He doesn't discriminate on treating people like he feels like he's better. You know, he's better than them, which is a great deal, which is great to do. You know what I mean? It's great to have that confidence, you know, that you can go in there and you can beat anyone. But in the case of this Terrence Crawford fight, this kid is one of the best fighters in the world right now, pound for pound. So you got to give, you know, the respect where it's due, and you got to fight a smarter fight You know what I'm saying? You can fight aggressive. You can fight, you know, take chances at times. But it's got to be when you feel like you have the best chance, you know what I mean, to take
right.
that chance and take advantage of a mistake maybe that he's making. Don't put yourself in position all the time, just, you know, wilding out in there, you know what I mean, putting your chin up in the air to be touched, because this kid is extremely talented. So you're going to have to definitely bring your A game. If you're Hank Lundy, you're going to have to go in there and fight a disciplined fight. You take the talent you have and fight disciplined, smart, but at the same time, don't hold too much aggression. When the opportunities come, take it. But
right.
be smart, because this kid, you know what I mean, this kid's something else. So you got to make sure that you're prepared, you know, properly. I like to see Hank win the fight, don't get me wrong. I like Terrence
right.
Crawford, you know what I mean? But, I, of course, Hank being from the area and all that, you know what I mean? You know, being a good fighter anyway from the area, I got to ride with him. But at the end of the day, like I said, I like Terrence Crawford and what he brings to the table. But in order for Hank to do this, he's going to have to fight, you know, out of his shorts at that night. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to do his thing.
Man, for real. I honestly, mm-hmm. I don't think that Crawford can, like, wait to like the fifth, sixth round, then turn it on like he's been doing like in the past couple fights. In this fight, I don't think he can do that.
You know what? The thing is, you have to be a boxing person, you know what I'm saying, to know that, to even know Hank, you know what I'm saying? He's been on TV a few times and all that, but you know what I mean? He's not that marquee name. He's like right below, you know, as far as popularity, but his talent is right there. So the fact that you're saying that obviously makes you know you're a boxing guy. So you know what I'm saying, that
right.
what level he can bring out of people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you're 100% right.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. But it should be a good one. It should be a good fight, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to both of those brothers, man. And, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? This dude's a great fight, man. So, out of all the fights that you had, you know what I'm saying, thus far, is
mm-hmm.
there one fight, whether you won or, you know what I'm saying, you lost, is there one fight that you wish you can do over, that you would do totally different now?
Of course, you got to look at the Klitschko fight. You know what I mean? That's one. And, you know, it's a lot of the things that happened in that fight, in the camp and things like that. You know, when I really look back and wish I would have had what I've done, what I wish I would have done at the time is assume more control of what's going on with my career. You know what I mean? When you're young, you know what I mean, and you believe in some people, in a group of people, or in someone in particular, and you allow them to take the reins of your career. A lot of times, they do what's best for them, and not necessarily what's best for you. And a lot of times, I think that's what happened. And in the Klitschko fight, there's a perfect example. You know, there was things that maybe we could have done. You know what I mean? Stones we could have turned over to find out maybe, hey, there's something under this rock that we was kind of overlooking that maybe will put us over the top in this fight. You know what I mean? And I think that was what. You know what I mean? Was one of the biggest regrets, is just not taking control. If I lose and I make, you know, some mistakes or whatever, and it's on me, then it's on me. But when you allow other people to make decisions and then you lose or you put yourself in a bad position, even if you win, then you know that there's something wrong with that pitcher. You have to take, like I said, you have to take a certain level of control. You know what I mean? It's your life. You know what I'm saying? And you got to make sure that you assume control of it. You can't let somebody do it for you, because they'll make decisions that are favoring them. You know, as
right.
opposed to making the decisions that suit the team and you. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not trying to say it's all about me necessarily, even though I'm the, you know, like the tip of the spear. You know what I mean? Going into the fights, but still, you know what I mean? You still gotta. I'm the fighter. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure everything that we need, everything that I need, is fulfilled.
Right.
Because if you don't, the fight's gonna lack, and then we're all gonna be broke. You know what I'm saying? And that's
yeah.
what we're trying to avoid. You know what I'm saying? And that, and then also taking that cruiserweight fight with the circumstances that were going on. You know what I mean? That was a mistake as well. Those two things, of all the other things that happened, were the two biggest regrets.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
And it may be one other thing, but it was like when I was a kid. So, you know, some things like that, you just can't, you know. I always wondered what my career would have been like if I had won that first tournament that I had when I was that first national tournament, which I was picked to
mm-hmm.
win, but happens. But like I said, that's too far back. You know what I mean? I don't know if that would make a difference.
Yeah, I feel you, man. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, your last fight that you had, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
against Brown, you know what I'm saying, TKO,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
which was off the hook. Yeah. So what's next?
hey man, you know, I it's up to the people, man. It's up to the guys that's in control right now. You know what I mean? I'm just like, you know, people, I guess, look at me as one of those guys that is like starving for an opportunity, which to a degree is true. But you know, I got other things that I can do. You know what I mean? It's, you know, as much as I would love for boxing to work out for me, and obviously I've had a decent, okay career up to this point, as far as to my standards anyway. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at, you know, a lot of the guys that are, you know, holding belts, you know, with the exception of obviously, you know, Tyson and Klitschko. You know what I mean?
Right.
And when I look at the rest of the guys that have opportunities for belts and the guys that are holding belts, they're just like, you know, they're holding them hostage. You know what I mean? To a degree, you know, they're fighting guys that fit them and what they're trying to do and make themselves a bigger star, which is smart. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at them for doing it, and the people that are in control, you know what I mean? That's what they're supposed to do. They're trying to make the best business decision. But as a sport, it's failing us. We're failing. They are failing the sport. They're doing way great for the business to a degree, but they're failing
right.
the sport. There are a lot of good, big, marquee fights that can be made in the heavyweight division at this point, but guys are trying to protect their interests. You know what I'm saying? Before they're
exactly.
actually looking to say, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, just give, you know, forget giving this guy a chance so much. I just want to fight the best. And I'm not now, you know, these guys looking at me, they're probably like, you ain't the best no more. You ain't one of the best no more. You know, well, give me an opportunity and let's see. You know what I mean? That's
right.
all. That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean? And it's just, it's about time for that to happen. And I'm not getting any younger. I'm not old or anything. And I take care of myself. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to be boxing forever. I turned professional at 18. I'm still doing it at 33, you know?
Right.
And that's a long time to take punches, be swinging punches with people. And I just don't feel like if there's no reason, if I'm going to keep fighting, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. If I'm going to keep fighting $10,000 fights, you know what I mean, or co-mains or mains, events on shows that are not televised, it's really not what I want to do. You know, I fought for
right.
a world title before. I fought top-level guys on big market TV fights in different countries. It's like, that's not what I'm shooting for. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to go out on a high note by winning a fight real quick before I retire. No, I'm looking to get back to the top level, and if that's not going to happen, what's the point? You know?
Real.
Gotta be honest,
man. You know, so I want to see you in them fights, man, but it's a heavyweight boxer that's continuously popping up, man, the straight trolling is Shannon Briggs. Can we see you and Shannon Briggs get it on?
Yo, you know what? I like Shannon, man. You know what I mean? Shannon, probably, I sparred with Shannon back in, I want to say, 2007, 2006, something like that. It was back in the day. It was a while back anyway. And, yeah, he was real complimentary of what I could do. But he was one of the hardest punches I've ever been in the ring with, probably leading, like, the hardest puncher I've been in the ring with at the top to that point. And even till now, I still think he was a very hard-punching guy. But, you know, I like, honestly, what he's doing. You know what I mean? Because you see a lot of these guys who are in position now. They like, you see David Hay, you know, all the respect to him. But you see what he did, how he got those title fights. Now, granted, he was a world champion at Cruiser. But look at Steve Cunningham. Steve Cunningham was a world champion at Cruiserweight. He didn't walk into no heavyweight championship fight right off. You know what I'm
right.
saying? He ain't fight one fight just to, you know, to give the goods and then fight for a world title. And basically named his price of who he wanted to fight. He wanted to fight Vladimir. Then he wanted to fight Vitaly. Then he said, no, I'll go with Nikolai Volkov. And then when I win that fight, then we'll make a big super thing. He did his thing with the business. I'll agree with that. But when it comes to the actual fighting, man, it's just not fair. You know what I mean? You see Steve Cunningham working his butt off in the cruiserweight division, taking bad fights in Germany and different places and losing, you know, bad decisions, and then coming up to the heavyweight division and trying to earn his keep like that in the way. And the same thing happening to him in the heavyweight division. It's just a shame. You know, you see stuff like that, but it's the politics of boxing. There's nothing you can really do about it. You can just only hope that the opportunity that you get the opportunities you deserve and that you can seize them.
Right, man, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that would be a cool match right there, man. I think that can really, you know what I'm saying, generate sense. Like, both of you guys have been in there with the best in the business, you know what I'm saying? So, it'll make a great fight, man. So, like, before anything...
And
ahead,
I guess, like you said, I know, I agree with you. You know what I mean? Anytime you get skills in there together, to be honest, you know what I mean? The guys that aren't afraid to fight, you know what I mean? That would be interesting. But I'm looking at Shannon, and I'm, you know, I just don't think he'll want to go. He's looking to go in that direction. He's looking at marquee big name fights. And I know what you're saying. You're saying from a fan standpoint, you know, in a boxing fan standpoint, you like, that would be an excellent fight to put on. But then, Shannon's looking at, look, I'm trying to get a couple dollars and hopefully sneak a title out of this thing before I go. And that's what he's trying to do. You know, and I respect that. You know what I mean? I'm not looking to do it the same way he is. I don't have the same attitude and personality and star quality at from being a movie star and different things like that. I don't have that going for me like that. I haven't been in the movies before. You know what I mean? No, I'm not been a rapper or nothing like that, so I don't have that. But you know, I can fight. I can fight and I can talk as well. So I mean, I can tell you what I feel like I should do. You know what I mean? But if you don't believe it and you don't want to hear it, then, you know. And if you don't want to see what I got, then you put me to the back, and that's where it happened. So, you know, we do what we can. You know what I mean? If something comes up, great. If not, you know what I mean? I know Shannon, you know, a few other people like that. I know you would like it, but I just look at it as unlikely. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I don't blame him at this point. You know what I mean? Go get your your paper, cuz.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. So, man, like, you know what I'm saying, before we head out, man, can you let us know, man, like after, let's say you retire from boxing, is commentating going to be something that you're going to do as well?
Honestly, I would definitely, welcome that. I've done a lot of it over in UK when I was over there, and they brought me on Box Nation a lot, you know, shout out to Boonty and the crew over there, you guys over there, they were awesome, you know what I mean, working with them, you know. And it's something that I would enjoy doing, you know what I'm saying? Because I really, you know, I feel like I could, you know, see boxing. You know, I see boxing like, you know, like a fighter obviously will, but from a trainer standpoint as well, so I can kind of give you the insight of what is going on kind of easily. And, you know, it's fun. I enjoy being at the fights and the atmosphere, you know what I mean? I've done it for years, and I still enjoy being around it. So, you know what I mean? It would be something I would be interested in, but, you know, once again, we got to get these guys to maybe call me out, because I mean, you could try to politic your way into it, but you know, like I said, right now I'm not a superstar name per se for these guys to shoot at, to say, hey, let's get him for commentating. It's like, who's going to want to see this guy? So, but like I said, you never know. You know what I mean?
Man.
You never know.
Sure enough, man. You know what I'm saying? Before we head out, man, like, if folks want to holler at you, man, want to see what you got going on, like, what's your social media, you know what I'm saying, networks where they can hit you at?
Well, on Twitter, you know, it's at Chad Fast Eddie. On Instagram is Fast Eddie Chambers, and Facebook is Fast Eddie Chambers as well. We're still looking to set up the websites and all that. But as of right now, that's, if you want to get in contact with me, hit those up, man. There's a lot of videos and stuff on Instagram that you can watch, and you know, pad videos and, you know, interviews and things like that. A pretty interesting, fun site to look at, and Twitter's always popping because, you know, people got so much attitude towards me because, you know, it's like I'm the mad fighter, kind of like the mad rapper, and I'm really not even mad. I'm just speaking what I see, you know. But that's what's going on. So it's pretty nice on Facebook as well. So, you know, definitely hit those social media outlets and hit me up.
Cool, man. Make sure y'all follow him. Check him out. See what he got going on. Smart, intelligent fighter. Fighting, you know, say smart, intelligent boxer. So you make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all check him out, man. And we're going to keep supporting you, man, over here. And our door is always open, man. I just want to say thanks for coming through and just sharing your knowledge with us, man.
Not a problem, man. I appreciate you having me on. And anytime you need me, man, you want to come with me, come on for whatever reason, man. You just let me know. Fight coming up. Let me know. Holler at me. I got you.
All right, man, that's what's up, man. I got you, man. Respect. God bless. Keep doing your thing, bro.
Appreciate you. Talk to you soon, bro.
All right. So.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all rocking with, you know what I'm saying, Eddie Chambers, Fast Eddie Chambers, heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, big shout out to Eric, man, Mr. 60 Minutes Boxing. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check him out. Shout out to Cheese, man. Cheese, where you at, man? I think he probably knocked out or something. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that was listening. Next week, I got something going on crazy, you know what I'm saying, something real crazy, but if you're trying to book flights and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying, travel with your girl, your side chick, whatever, just hit me up, you know what I'm saying, at Tony the Bishop, all together on Twitter, Tony Washington on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, Tony the Bishop on IG, Instagram, and we could talk of some business, but you can also hit me up at 702-677-5966. You know what I'm saying? Hey, no issue, no problem. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. God bless all y'all. You know what I'm saying? rewind this, listen to it again, and we out, man. Peace.